Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting 8th. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting 9th. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wood. Mayberry moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive off the glove of Allen, and into shallow right field. Brett reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. Wolford moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Potek out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Rojas moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Rojas moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rojas scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Melton reaches second base with a double. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Royals. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Healy and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Herman and he is out, Santo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing pinch runs for Ed Herman. Tony Muser pinch hits for Bucky Dent. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian Downing now catching. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brett bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 2 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 3 in the game. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Potek for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo is hit by the pitch. Henderson moves to third. Melton moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Downing is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Allen moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Orton now playing shortstop. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for George Brett. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 3 in the game. Healy hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 4 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank White now playing third base. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Otis bunts towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Rojas moves to second. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Santo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 4 in the game. Healy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing moves to third. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-5 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Potek reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a pop-up towards third. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. May moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Santo misplays the ball. That's an error on Santo. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Cowens bunts towards the right side of the infield. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wolford moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White bunts towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wolford moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 5 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of May. Healy reaches second base with a double. Wolford scores. Cowens scores. White moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.